And so now for the first real talk of the day. Which is Victor, which is not Boo, but amazing. We'll be talking about monoliths and very old monoliths, almost as old as this dev room. Which I'm very curious to hear about because I'm also dealing with very old code, so a round of applause.
Welcome to my talk on modularizing a 10-year monolith. My name is Victor Lubaslavsky. I've been in tech for over 25 years, and I'm currently a principal software engineer at Fleet Device Management. At Fleet, we make endpoint telemetry for corporate security teams and device management for corporate IT teams. So in my current job, it took me roughly a year to figure out the code base, get familiar with the programming language, and understand our business domain. So around that time, I started to notice a consistent issue whenever working on our service package. The service package was the biggest one in our code base, and whenever I was recompiling a test in this package, it took roughly 30 seconds. So if I modified one character in a string, it took roughly 30 seconds to recompile the package and its unit tests. So I did a little digging. The Go programming language is known for fast compile times. However, the linking of all the packages was dominating the compile. From this analysis, the issue was obvious. The service package was just too big and had too many dependencies. I asked myself a simple question. What am I actually trying to do here? I'm not trying to fight the build system or wrestle with a giant package. I'm just trying to write good software. And it shouldn't take 30 seconds of self-therapy every time I change a string literal. So if I just want to write good software, what needs to change? I want a code base that feels light, understandable, and fast. One that helps me think instead of slowing me down. And I realized the only way to get there was to make the code base itself smaller. So we tried modularizing. Next, let's discuss our first attempt at modularization, where, as you might guess, things didn't quite go as smooth as we hoped. Let's talk about our code base. Fleet Device Management is primarily MIT-licensed open source. We also maintain a small set of advanced features in a clearly separated directory under a different license. Our code base is roughly 10 years old with over 500,000 lines of Go backend code. This is a much simplified picture of the core of our server code. We have a single huge Go package for the API layer. It's our service package. It includes controllers and the service containing our business logic. The API layer calls the persistence layer. The persistence layer is another huge Go package. It constructs the SQL queries and executes them against our MySQL database. We also have an in-memory cache, a React frontend, a CLI, and a bunch of other components which are not pictured here. So at one of our engineering all hands meetings, I gave a presentation. I described how we could scale our code base to be a more modular architecture. The core idea of my presentation was that when working on a new major feature, we could create a new module, a vertical slice. This new vertical slice would mirror the structure of the legacy code. We would actually organize it exactly like the legacy code. That way, engineers would still roughly know where things are. And this actually looks exactly like a microservice, but still within a single compiled binary. My presentation seemed to land, and I felt confident enough to try it on a real feature. So shortly afterwards, we started working on a new feature. And this new feature seemed like an ideal candidate to try the new modularization approach. The feature was Android MDM, mobile device management. I created the new structure for the Android support, I created new packages and a dedicated directory. Most of the work was actually untangling several common parts so they could be reused between the legacy code and the new Android feature. I put up the PR, the pull request, and it just sat there. Our guidance is to review and merge PRs within 24 hours, but no one wanted to touch this one. In retrospect, I should have done a better job communicating to the team that I was actually going to do what I proposed in my earlier presentation. Some engineers felt surprised by the changes. They didn't feel like they had a voice in the approach. They didn't have an opportunity to speak up. So facing this resistance, I backtracked. I decided to take a step back and unsplit the MySQL layer so all requests would still go to the same MySQL schema. I also wrote two ADRs, architectural decision records, one to split the API layer and one to split the persistence layer for this Android feature. The ADR to split the API layer was approved, but the ADR to split the persistence layer was rejected. Engineers voiced their concerns. Their feedback was consistent. This felt risky, confusing, and too big to do all at once. So I reverted the persistence layer changes. The new API layer now talked to the same large shared persistent package as the rest of the code base. And at that point, I moved off the feature and delivery pressure took over. Without sustained architectural ownership, the Android code slowly seeped back into the legacy system. So what do we have now? The picture roughly shows what we have. Certainly at a high level, the code base doesn't appear very modular. Arguably, it's even more complex and harder to maintain than it was before. In practice, there's no clear separation between the legacy code and the Android feature. So next, let's discuss what we learned from our first attempt. I keep rediscovering that talking to people takes time and there's no shortcut. Real time, meetings, follow-ups, side conversations. And the bigger the organization, the slower that loop gets. We also can't rely only on who speaks up first. Early voices are often smart and well-intentioned, but they don't represent everyone. To build real consensus,